Senator Paul.
Congratulations on your nomination, and thanks for coming today. Was the recent military takeover in Egypt a coup?
Thank you, Senator. As you know, and as we discussed, I share the president's concern and your concern over the seizure of power from President Morsi, the suspension of the Constitution, the arrests, et cetera. On the legal matter and on the review that the administration is carrying out, I just don't feel equipped to comment, not now serving in the administration, not having access to full facts, and not being part of the review.
Okay. So for the record, you're unsure if it's a coup?
I don't feel equipped to comment.
Very politic of your answer. You stated that whenever a government is killing its citizens, it's morally incumbent for, I presume, for us to intervene. In Pakistan, they kill their citizens for certain types of speech. Does that mean we should intervene in Pakistan?
Thank you, Senator. And the quotation that you read surprises me because that is not language that I would normally use. But let me refine my own view, if I could. Intervene is a word that can mean a range of things. When you speak out in a country to contest gross violations of human rights or mass atrocities, that's a form of intervention in the sense that you're, in a way, meddling in the internal affairs of a state on behalf of human rights. Economic sanctions are a form of response. I think in the face of gross violations of human rights, mass atrocity, genocide, and this is, again, something we discussed yesterday, we have a vast array of tools in the toolbox, assistance.
I guess my specific question then would be, are you willing today to speak out against the practice of killing people for making religious statements that are objectionable to certain religions?
Absolutely, sir. I've spent my whole life speaking out about such
crimes. Because, I mean, that's part of it, is I think we've become so timid with certain of these, at the very least we can call them intolerances, but basically killing people for religious speech I think is something we shouldn't be ashamed of speaking out about. I'm not proposing we invade Pakistan to tell them how to lead their lives in their country, but I am saying that not only should we speak out about it, we should make our aid contingent upon it. Do you think any aid to these countries should be contingent upon behavior?
Well, sir, again, as we discussed, I think every tool in the toolbox needs to be reviewed, and depending on the circumstances, it's hard a little bit to speak in the abstract. But